Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Football is about hitting, of course. It's also about tactical decisions, clock management, balletic catches, goal line stands, and time running out. It's about pride, too, and injuries, and lingerie.
What the heck did he say? He said lingerie, didn't he?
Yes, I did. I learned about the place of lingerie in football from a story submitted to Only a Game by Charlie Schroeder from San Diego.
Erin Marie Garrett is a quadruple threat. She sings, acts, models, and on Friday nights likes to pummel other women.
You know, you kind of got your battle wounds as a trophy, so it's kind of cool to go home and be like, yeah, I got this playing football.
Garrett, or Crash as she's known, is also very attractive. Think Cameron Diaz meets Britney Spears. And it's that combination of killer instinct and killer looks that landed her on the defensive line of the Dallas Desire, one of 10 teams in the Lingerie Football League. That's right. Lingerie football.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sports night at the new era of football kicks off in San Diego.
Tonight, the Desire are in San Diego to play the Seduction at the San Diego Sports Arena. I arrive early, along with 2,000 or so mostly male spectators, each of whom is glued to the pregame warm-up. Well-proportioned women wearing do-rags and tank tops run patterns across the AstroTurf. To my surprise, one man I talked to, Shadow Jenkins, is actually focusing on the football, and he likes what he sees in Dallas quarterback Linda Brenner.
She has actually proper mechanics. The other one, not so much.
Just before kickoff, the arena goes dark. Smoke pours out of a tunnel, and strobe lights flash. It feels more like a nightclub than a football game, which, according to league president Mitch Mortaza, is precisely the point.
It's about the Friday night experience. You grab your friends, you cap a couple beers, and you come out and you have a heck of a time, whether your team wins or loses.
Tonight is San Diego's first game, and it gets off to a rough start. The chains aren't in place. Nobody knows who to give the ball to. And during the Seduction's first play from scrimmage, the play clock expires. Lingerie football debuted in 2004 as a pay-per-view Super Bowl halftime special. This year, it's expanding to a regular season. 10 teams from Miami to Seattle each play a four-game schedule. The conference winners will square off in Lingerie Bowl 7 during halftime of this year's Super Bowl. Unlike the NFL, however, the LFL doesn't have big marketing dollars. So Mortaza hopes to attract fans with a more viral approach.
If you go online tonight after this game and you watch the Twitter boards, the Facebook boards, fans go crazy. They say, I cannot believe what I saw.
Many fans I run into near the concession stand during halftime don't wait until they're home to express their disbelief. One, Dan Steelwell, a wide-eyed Navy cryptologic technician, has painted his face blue with the number 17 written in white over both cheeks.
Well, you know, number 17, that's my Hooters waitress, Kendra Myers. She's starting linebacker and tight end for San Diego Seduction.
Steelwell and his friend Mongo frequent a local Hooters every Monday night where Myers waits on them.
And she happened to talk to us and ask us if we would like to see women playing in bras and boy shorts.
And you said no. I've got something else to do.
And I said, yes, where is it at?
What does Mongo think of Myers' play tonight?
Amazing. Identical on the field as she is in Hooters.
Mongo's in the Navy too, but he's not a cryptologic technician.
I blow stuff up for a living.
He's watched highlights online in anticipation of tonight's game, but he says nothing compares to the live experience of watching beautiful women battling on the gridiron.
It is amazing. Absolutely amazing, because you know what? It shows that they're actually physically athletes. It's not just about being women and scantily wearing outfits. It's about football, and everybody loves football.
Like Lauren Perlman, another fan. Just don't tell him what he's watching is real football.
I expected scantily clad women to be playing a game that somewhat touched upon football, and in fact it has in every way.
This is, after all, a new league and a sport very few women play. On top of that, the rules are different. It looks more like arena football than typical Sunday afternoon fare. The games take place indoors on a 50-yard field. There's padding along the sidelines. There's 7 players per side. No field goals, and teams have to go for it on fourth down. Then there are the uniforms. Modeling agent Lacey Chavez-Smith used to rep some of the players. What's her favorite part of the uniform?
The bows.
Four bows in all that hang off the player's shorts. Each woman also wears a garter. Want to know their number? It's located on the right buttocks of their shorts. The bras are so small, the women make sure there hasn't been a wardrobe malfunction after each play. Suffice to say, there are no Wilhelmina the Refrigerator Perrys on the field. Again, Lauren Perlman.
I think the type of women that would actually be able to play football at a reasonable level that men would be interested in are not the type we'd want to see in bikinis.
But, Chavez-Smith tells me, the girls don't mind the lack of clothing.
They have great physiques, they take care of themselves, and they're proud.
And, says Mitch Mortaza, they're not all models.
We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have cocktail waitresses, we have mothers. I think we have one grandmother in this league, believe it or not. So it's all walks of life.
As easy as it may be to write off lingerie football as powder puff, it's not. Most LFL players participated in a college sport, and they hit each other hard. Again, Erin Marie Garrett.
We've got to come in here, we've got to prove that we are actual athletes. And in order to do that, we've just got to get out there. People are seeing it happen.
Even though Dallas dominates San Diego tonight 40-6, the hometown fans don't seem to mind. They've remained in the arena and on their feet till the final whistle. Mongo tells me that's because the lingerie players aren't afraid to tackle and hit. You know, like those wimpy NFL players.
Man, that's not what this football's about. Football's about crushing people. Football's about putting your heart on the line. These girls do it for the fans. They don't do it for, oh, I'm getting paid, I'm getting $1 million per anything. They go out here to crush people so that people out here can see what's going on.
And for these fans, that's helped to make it the ultimate fantasy football experience. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder.
I plan on not having a voice for the next, like, 3 days. No voice for 3 days.
It's all about San Diego. Woo!
Charlie Schroeder's story about lingerie football will be featured on this week's program. I'll be talking college football with CBS Sportsline columnist Greg Doyle as well, and we'll also be discussing the decision Northeastern University made this week to eliminate football altogether. We'll also have a story about a wife and husband basketball coaching duo at North Carolina State University, and author Will Haygood will join me to discuss his new book, Sweet Thunder, in which he chronicles the career of Sugar Ray Robinson. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.